This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline from NBC Sports, he covers the great sport of football. He's Matt Reed. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you taking some time to join us tonight, buddy. So as we get into the knockout stage of the World Cup, is there a team that has surprisingly impressed you?
Yeah, I think there's a few that definitely come to mind. The first would have to be Sweden getting out of the group with Mexico, South Korea, and Germany, which was obviously one of the biggest surprises of the group stage. But I just really enjoy the way that Sweden's played. They're really compact defensively, and they don't have a quote-unquote star, but what I really enjoy about them is that they've really come together as a team, and having a high-caliber player in the past, like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who was their biggest star in recent memory, not even making the World Cup team, and having their manager actually tell him that he didn't want to mess with the chemistry and bring him to the World Cup a couple weeks ago. It's been a really good story for them, getting out of that group, obviously shocking Germany, despite losing to them. I think they've been one of the better teams in this tournament so far.
Now, I know you mentioned Germany not getting in is a massive surprise. Is there another team that you've seen that's played that was expected to do much better and disappointed besides Germany?
Yeah, I mean, I think Argentina is probably the biggest one. They've obviously had a lot of issues for some time now, and they still ultimately got out of the group stage. But when you have a player of Lionel Messi's caliber, and you have Sergio Aguero, Angel Di Maria, I mean, the list goes on with big-name players that Argentina has. And this is a team that consistently puts out talented players. And they're consistently in Copa America finals, which they've been in the past two go-rounds. They were in the 2014 World Cup final. You just don't expect this type of thing. And then to have issues with their manager as well ongoing throughout this tournament and him still being around, the fact that they did get out of the group stage is actually amazing. So we'll see what they do in the next round. They have a very difficult fight up against France coming up. So that's something to obviously watch. I don't expect them to get through that just because of the way that they've been playing. I felt they got pretty lucky against Nigeria to get that result. But when you have a player like Lionel Messi, obviously anything's possible.
So, Matt, you talked a little bit about Argentina and France. Where do you stand with France? I think there's a lot of parallels with Argentina. They have better players than Argentina has, but I just don't feel like they've been impressive. On paper, this is a matchup that we should be drooling over, but I'm kind of not, to be honest. Where do you stand with this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can definitely put France as one of those teams that's kind of underwhelmed so far as well, when you consider the fact that, I mean, they really have enough guys to put out two squads, and that's just, I mean, you're still talking about guys that they left at home as well. But the one thing that I will say about France is that despite their offensive struggles, which is something I still feel like they can get together, because similar to Argentina, they have so many good attacking players. Antoine Griezmann, Olivier Giroud, Kylian Mbappe, still been a very good player in this tournament. He's carried over his form from PSG last season. But the biggest thing for me is they've only conceded one goal in three games against a pretty good group of teams with Denmark, Peru, and Australia. So ultimately, I feel like their defense is going to have to carry them until they can figure out their offensive struggles. And against a team like Argentina, who's not really firing on all cylinders in the attacking third right now, I feel like France could, if they can get their attack together, I think they can make some noise in the knockout phase.
He's Matt Reed, covering the World Cup for NBC Sports, with us on the hotline. Matt, you know, Russia had that big first game victory. They scored like five goals. And then their last game, they got blanked by Uruguay. Now in the knockout stage, they're going to take on Spain. Now, Spain only won one of their three games. But, you know, they were a team that I think was looked at as a team that could be a favorite to win. You know, Russia was not a team that was expected to be a big team. How do you expect that matchup into the knockout stage? Can Russia hang with Spain?
I'd like to say yes, but I think we finally saw the real Russia team when they took on Uruguay. And similarly for Spain, I think they were in a tougher group than people expected. Obviously, Portugal was always going to be a tough team, but Iran was a very compact defensive team. They gave up 2 goals in their 3 games. They were a very strong defensive side. They just didn't have the offensive firepower to match those teams. And then Morocco was another team that had plenty of chances. They just couldn't finish. So I feel like Spain is, assuming they can play up to their full potential, which I think they're finally going to be able to do now. They've gotten these 3 games out of the way. I think they finally realize that they need to step into another gear. I mean, a lot of these guys, the Andres Iniesta, I mean, those types of players, they've played in big games before. They were part of the 2010 World Cup winning team. So I think they'll be able to take care of Russia, because you kind of saw in that Uruguay game that Russia just didn't match up with them. And Uruguay is another team that, similar to Spain, they've had experience in the World Cup. A lot of these guys, Luis Suarez, Edison Cavani, they've played in big matches, and Russia simply hasn't. So it was obviously nice that they got out of the group, but I just don't see them getting past Spain.
So the winner of that matchup will play the winner out of Croatia-Denmark, both of the games on Sunday. Where do you stand with Croatia? Looking at the right side of the knockout stage, it's not as strong as the left side, in my opinion, and how impressive that Croatia has been playing. I can honestly see them going to the final. Do you think that's crazy, or where do you stand with Croatia?
No, I don't think that's crazy at all, honestly. And I think it's fair to say they've been one of the best teams in the tournament so far. And obviously coming in, I thought they had one of the best midfields when you look at Luka Modric and, Kovacic, I mean, Rakitic, Perisic. They've got so many good players in the middle of the pitch. It was just a matter of whether or not they could figure things out defensively, which they've been able to do. They've only conceded 1 goal so far, and they really haven't given up many chances, to be honest, which has really been interesting considering the group that they played in with Argentina, Nigeria, and Iceland, who all have pretty potent attacks. So I think that obviously it's not an easy task to say that they're going to get past Spain, but if they can do that, yeah, their path to the final just got a hell of a lot easier.
He's Matt Reed, covering the World Cup for NBC Sports. And Matt, you had mentioned Uruguay a little bit ago about, you know, that they were able to expose Russia. Uruguay has not given up a goal in 3 games.
Yeah.
They will face Portugal in the first round of this knockout stage. How do you see that matchup coming together?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best game of this round, to be honest. And I don't think you're going to see a lot of goals in the game. I think it's going to come down to a couple of chances, because that's just the type of team that Uruguay is. They're not going to let you penetrate their defense. They're very compact. They have an experienced back line. They've got experienced players up front with Suarez and Cavani. Now, obviously, Cavani hasn't been up to snuff so far. He got a goal late in the 3rd game against Russia, so we'll see if that kind of translates to the rest of the tournament. But I see this being a very good game. And again, the chances will probably be minimal for both teams. Ronaldo's got four goals so far for Portugal. So again, he's probably going to have to be the one who's going to have to carry Portugal through this tournament, because some of their other guys in the attack, Bernardo Silva, Gonçalo Guedes, they haven't really performed up to par yet. So, I mean, Ronaldo is Ronaldo. He continues doing this on a regular basis for club and country. So we'll see if he can do it again against a very good and talented Uruguay defense.
So another game on that side of the bracket is the one I'm looking forward to the most, Brazil-Mexico. Now, we had that story that came out after Mexico beat Germany, about how Juan Carlos Osorio studied Germany for 6 months. And the article kind of mentions how he's studied Belgium and other teams that they could possibly advance and play against. What do you think Mexico has to do in order to get past Brazil, which is, I think, the odd-on favorite to win the tournament? What do you think Osorio has to concentrate on so this team can get to the next round and possibly play Belgium?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for them is they have to get back to what they were doing the first two games of the tournament, because when you look at the way that Sweden played against them, they dominated the midfield, and they didn't give Mexico time on the ball. And against a quick team like Brazil, who has Casemiro and, I mean, other talented players in the center of the park, they're going to make things very difficult for Mexico's midfield. And if they can't control that area of the park, they're going to be in for another long day. Sweden put three past them. It could have been very easily more than that. And Brazil's attack is far better than Sweden, obviously, with Neymar, Willian, Coutinho, who's had a fantastic tournament. But the big thing that Mexico is going to have to do, other than just controlling the midfield, is obviously containing Neymar, who is obviously a spark plug anytime that he touches the ball. I'm not expecting it to be one of those games where they just hack at him all game, because the more free kicks, the more set pieces they get, Brazil's a very dangerous set piece team. They've got a lot of talented guys that can get forward on those opportunities, but they just need to get back to what they were doing against Germany. Get guys behind the ball, look to counterattack. They have so many good players in the attacking third that can really, really give Brazil's back line trouble. Irving Lozano has become one of the household names this tournament, and it's very likely that he's going to move this summer. So he needs to step up. Chicharito needs to step up. They obviously have talent. It's just a matter of putting it together again.
Later on Monday, Belgium will take on Japan. I think Belgium's been the best team in the tournament so far. They've lived up to the expectations. They've surpassed expectations. Looking at the left side of the knockout stage, I think it's far more difficult than the right side. Is there a team on that side, though, that you think can stump Belgium from making it to the final?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have to be Brazil. I mean, that's a dream quarterfinal matchup. It's honestly a shame that they would play each other in the quarterfinals, because that game is very worthy of being a final. But those are two high-flying attacks. You've got Neymar, Hazard, Lukaku, Coutinho. I mean, there's so many good players involved in those matchups. So, yeah, I think Brazil, they're going to be out for blood again. I mean, it was only 4 years ago, but Brazil hasn't forgotten about it. I mean, when Germany went out of the tournament, I saw so many people taking in social media, just bashing Germany for losing the game, and they haven't forgotten what happened in their home country at the last World Cup. So they really want to make a run at this thing, and there's a reason why they're favorites to win the tournament. They have a very, very talented team. They're far better than they were 4 years ago. And assuming they put it together, we're in for a really, really good game. It would be next Friday, I guess, for the quarterfinals.
No faith in Mexico, huh? Oh, Matt.
Not after the way they played against Sweden.
Breaking your heart there, Jose.
Yeah,
isn't
he is.
He's Matt Reed. He's covering the World Cup, covers soccer for NBC Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Reed Football. Matt, appreciate your time tonight, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Matt Reed, NBC Sports, with us on the hotline.